Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to FM.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome once again to the show. Today is Friday, March 22nd. And since it is a Friday, it's a short day, at least for me. And the traffic is light, which I like. So I guess a lot of people take like either the day off or, you know, part of it or something. But I love Fridays.
I felt like traffic was exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, not for me. Not on the freeway. It was going. Usually it takes me about 25 to 30 minutes. Today it was 15. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't stopping barely at all.
Right.
So, yeah, LA traffic stories for you. How you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah, you are. Okay. What else is new, right?
Yeah, what else? Don't even bother asking me that question anymore.
Well, I didn't. I just asked you how you doing. Not if you're tired or not.
Well, I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Did you work?
No.
Oh, no work until Monday?
I don't work Sunday.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So why don't you get some sleep? Why do you stay up late?
I don't know.
You don't know. You just do things, right?
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend stopped by last night, so that's probably why I didn't sleep. We made ramen. We did like ramen noodles. We mixed beef and chicken, and we wanted to see if it changed the flavor. That's what we did at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I don't know.
Oh, wow. Well, I managed to go to sleep early, like around 12, 12:30.
That's not bad.
Yeah, at all. So I'm feeling a little up, you know, although it's just as hard to get up in the morning. But because it's cold, you know, I don't turn on any heat.
Right.
So it's like so cold under the cover, so warm.
Yeah.
You go, I don't want to get out. Yeah. I don't want to get out of bed.
I feel it.
So it's more than the tiredness, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
To this morning, I was so comfortable.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Actually, I'm not. I feel like when I know that there's someone sleeping in the bed next to me, I sleep a little less peacefully.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so she stayed the night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Not if it's a guy, but if it's a girl, I do.
Right, right. Yeah.
I know that's weird,
that's hard. No, people do that.
I can sleep like a baby if I'm next to a guy.
Really?
Yeah. Next to a girl, I feel like I wake up like every like hour or two.
Well, because with the guy, you kind of can touch him, you can cuddle, but you can't do that with your girlfriend.
Yeah, and
you
if you roll over 3-4 inches too much to her side of the bed, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. But if you do that with the guy, it's like, oh, she wants morning sex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, nope, I just forgot that you were here.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, any plans for the weekend?
No, I kind of just want to relax.
Yeah, I know.
I think tonight she's still over. I think we might do like dinner somewhere tonight. Maybe like a drink or two, but I told her I wanted to be home early.
Is this someone visiting you from out of town?
No, I mean she lives in Orange County.
Oh, okay. So she just stayed here.
Exactly, so instead of driving all the way back.
Yeah.
So I think we're probably going to do that, and then tomorrow I want to put on no makeup. I want to cook myself dinner.
Yeah.
And I want to catch up on my shows.
Yeah.
That's my plan for the weekend. Then Sunday I work.
Yeah. It's amazing to me how much work it takes for you to get ready and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it does sound like a fucking pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
But you got to do what you got to do for the world, right?
Exactly.
For Instagram.
Yep. And I looked good last night, and I forgot to take pictures, and I woke up this morning livid about it. I'm like, what was even the point of going out then?
Yeah. Like, if there's no picture, it never happens.
Yeah,
right?
And I was never out. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you see this woman? I'm thinking of her because I brought this up, but talking about Instagram and stuff. This woman, I guess, has a tanning obsession. Did you see her?
No.
She's actually not a woman. I mean, well, 22, okay, young woman. But
like a fake tanning obsession.
Yeah, well, no, but she tans. I mean, she tans. She's so fucking dark. So she complains that people claim that she's trying to, that either she puts on a black face or trying to switch races. And she says, no, I just love to be, I just have to have a tan. I'm obsessed with a tan. So when you see before and after pictures, you can't believe. It's like, I don't know what she did to her face, but bigger eyebrows, bigger eyes, big lips. So it's not just being dark. I mean, she's trying to do something here that's really weird. Mm. She's got pink hair, you know. And she's Irish, too.
Most Irish people don't get dark.
I know, but she does. She gets very, very fucking dark. And it's not a fake one either. I mean, they're showing some pictures here.
Well, maybe she should just move to a warm place and live on the beach. That way you can lay out all the time, you know?
Yeah, but you still get all the fucking tan, you know? The whole thing is about her being so dark that people are...
People just need to shut the fuck up. Why are people so concerned about what other people are doing?
Well, that's social media for you,
it's
you
like,
know?
Who cares?
If people didn't care, you wouldn't have all these followers.
Mm.
So you have to... to let it go, you know? Remember the song Leave Me Alone by Michael Jackson?
Nope.
You don't know? Leave me alone.
Nope.
Yeah, because he wrote it against all the paparazzi and shit that were like in the tabloids and all that, you know? You never heard of the... Do you like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah. Check it out.
Not every single one of his songs was good for me.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. Let me play a little bit of it so you can hear it. It's a pretty good Michael Jackson song, actually. See, they're showing like tabloids being thrown at it.
I haven't heard this.
Really? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just play a couple more notes of this because I want you to hear the chorus. Okay, it's going to take a while, yeah. But here, let me see if I can fast forward. Stop dogging me around.
No clue, though.
No clue, huh?
Uh-uh.
I wonder what year that song's from. I don't know. This was published in 2009, but the song's so old.
Yeah, it sounds like it's old.
Yeah, from probably Dangerous or something, one of those albums. Do you like any of Michael Jackson's earlier stuff, like from before you were born?
Like, give an example.
Well, Off the Wall?
No clue.
Really? Like the songs, really?
Wow. Not a clue.
So you're not a big Michael Jackson fan.
I mean, I know like his hit songs
like
Thriller,
starting from Thriller on, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but still, you would know this song. But whatever.
No, I don't know that song.
I love
never
Michael
heard
Jackson.
Before.
You know, and you know, whatever. If we find out he was a monster, I guess you have to sort of like just boycott the music. But how can you suddenly unlike a song?
Yeah.
You know, just because, you know.
It's easy not to listen to people's
asshole.
Shit, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, but it's weird because usually when there's a scandal, streams and stuff go through the roof, not under the roof. Like
right.
When R. Kelly just got like reindicted, whatever the fuck he's going through right now, his streams for his music went through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like,
so
how does that
any
work?
Publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, pretty
right?
much. That's why people don't care about acting like assholes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the way Michael Jackson music makes me dance is like no other, you know?
Right.
And he's such an innovator. You know, you look at his past videos, like when he first introduced the moonwalk and shit like that, you know, it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the dancing was totally, you know, grabbing the crotch and all that. It's at the time, it was pretty much unheard of, you
right.
know? Today you have Miley Cyrus fucking half naked on the stage and shit.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Did you ever see bands that perform? I don't know how many there are of them, but I've seen a couple pictures of bands that perform naked.
No.
On stage.
Nope.
They wear nothing. The guys. It's all guys.
I don't think that's like allowed. I don't think that's allowed in like the U.S. That has to be something that's out of the country.
You think?
Yeah, that would never happen in the United States of America. Do you know how many lawsuits would be happening?
So where did I see this? Fuck. I don't know. But that's true. That's a consideration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Public exposure of yourself.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, you notice that it's almost always guys that do all these fucking perverted shit. And that's why, you know, when she was arguing with me the other day about, you know, when I said guys, for them, sex is a lot more ingrained than in women, you know.
Right.
And women always insist, no, but we like sex as much. It's not about that. It's about the fact that guys see sex in everything.
Right.
You know, and then what happens is, oh, Lona's here today. Lona, you got to come sit with us for a little bit. I know you want to be in your husband's. She's torn between two radio shows, but if you want to come in a little bit, you can.
You're leaving? What'd she say? Did she say
yeah? I don't know what she said, but okay, she'll stick around, I'm sure.
Love her.
Yeah, it's okay to talk when you walk in on the show, no problem.
Yeah, she you probably know? Just wants to be professional.
Yeah, no, for sure. But no, you know, you look at, like, for example, porn. Who's porn for? I mean, you know, 99% of it is guys, you know. I'm not saying that some women don't watch it, but okay, not 99, okay?
Yeah, I don't think that's 90. No, I think it's probably
porn,
like 70-30.
No way.
Porn is not for guys.
Porn is for guys.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. So porn and you know, and then you have sex abuse and all that. It's almost always men. So, and I'm not saying that's a good thing, you know, but, oh,
yay.
Lona's going to join us. Take us out of this fucking conversation I don't like to have.
What's it about?
Well, we were talking about women, how we had a guest the other day, and I always seem to have this argument with women because I don't quite think they know how men think. So, in regards to sex.
Yeah, 110%.
In regards to sex, for example. So, and I'm telling you, I said porn is largely for men.
I said that's false.
No, because with women, for me, it's about where my head is.
Right.
And a guy is totally, like, he's visual. So, right. If he wants to think about it, like, think about what he's seeing or whatever, to me it's like the emotion.
Yeah,
like, to me, for you,
right,
come on,
right.
Like a whole snuggle behind. I can lay in bed with some guy and just snuggle,
right?
Guy's not laying in bed with me and just snuggling,
right?
He's like, really,
what the fuck are we doing here?
so you know, the thing is, all I'm asking is that women admit that we are different. We're not the same, you know. And
so that doesn't necessarily mean that porn is just for men.
No, I'm taking it to the point.
I think certain porn is just for men.
Because
I'm saying is...
Okay,
I
but how much porn is there for women, really? Other than, for lesbians.
Not for real lesbians.
There aren't any.
No, for real lesbians?
Yeah.
Why? Because they're all like...
They like sex a lot. So
no,
they,
I don't think that
they consume a lot of... No. Well, not some of the lesbians, but I've seen companies in the adult industry that only make real lesbian movies for... lesbians.
I can see that, because to me, if you think about it, because I said this, because even Jenna Jameson made a couple of porns where she directed them, and I'm thinking she's making it for guys. Because what woman is excited about some guy pounding the hell, literally, because that's what they have. I've watched a bit of it. We were doing a reality show about a strip club. So we, you know, talked to Jenna Jameson and Tara Patrick, and watch their movies when we're getting ready to interview them. And it is pounding and...
Right.
That's not for us.
Yeah.
No.
That doesn't excite me at all. I'm like going...
Yeah. or like when you have like gang bangs, I don't know why guys
that's
like
that. That's definitely
those,
for
know?
Gay. And the double penetration stuff where two dicks go in one vagina.
Right.
I'm like, that's not for females either. Because no female ever wakes up in the morning and says, that's exactly what I want to do
oh
on a Friday
God.
Night.
Oh my God. Can I take two of you guys on?
Yeah. I mean, there's some women that actually do wake up and do that, but like very few.
Yeah, the porn stars.
No, there's some people
Most
that aren't.
Most of the porn stars are lesbians, and they don't want to do that, and it's just a job.
Most porn stars are lesbians, you think?
Oh, I know so. Like most strippers.
Is it because
they... Most strippers are lesbians. They are not interested in guys at
That's
all.
That's why it's easy for them to do it.
Right. They tune out. It's a job.
Oh, literally. My God.
I remember
that makes sense.
At MGM one time, because I worked at MGM before in the lab, and we got film with, what's her name? She did Behind the Green Door. So We got this footage.
Oh, Marilyn Chambers.
Yeah. So we got this footage accidentally because, you know, legitimate film labs didn't do porn, but right. somehow or another, this got snuck in. So we're watching these dailies, and she's literally on this guy. Cut. Just filing her nails. I'm serious as a heart attack. And then to me, if guys saw that, they would be like less into porn because they're like, oh, you're acting. Because I'm saying, no guy wants.
And like, they take multiple takes, right?
Yeah. I'm saying literally, they'd stop and she'd be like, okay. And then action. You know.
Yeah.
How do you cut sex, though? Like, how do you just take breaks?
Oh, well, no. Oh, but if the guy loses his erection, you have to. You know?
Oh,
so
my
you take
God.
A break.
That's embarrassing. For
well,
both
but it happens
involved.
A lot.
That's why they have fluffers.
Yeah. What's a fluffer?
You don't know what a fluffer is?
No.
Yeah, I do. Well, tell
a
her.
A fluffer is somebody hired to go around and get the guy
hard again. Right. So they can
it's
get
actually
back
a
into
job.
The, yeah,
oh
so they
God.
Give him head and blow job and all that just to get him hard again so they can go back on the set.
To me, what the really thing to
oh
me
my
is,
God.
I watched this documentary, me and Ethan watched it together. It's like about the porn industry and AIDS. That to me, like for me watching porn, that turns to me, I'm more excited watching porn if they put on a condom.
Really?
Literally, because
yeah,
to me, when I watch it, I'm like going, oh God, Jesus, you don't know where that's been. I mean, I can't help, like, I can't take myself out of it. It's like,
yeah,
that's
see,
flipping
yeah.
scary.
See, my friend.
A guy would lose his erection every time you see a condom on this. On
right,
this.
But
yeah.
I'm saying is, but
yeah.
for me.
Because who cares? They're acting. I don't care what happens to them. And they claim that they get tested all the time and
but
all
it's,
this.
It's not.
But the thing is, like, you can get, okay, so I know a porn star, and on her calendar, every 15 days she gets tested. But within those 15 days, you don't know how many people she slept with.
Absolutely.
And you don't know how long
for
STD takes.
For her pleasure.
Yeah.
Not for her.
And she and she fucks people outside of set. So she's fucking people in her regular life and then going to set and fucking people without condoms. So in that 15 days, right. you don't know what she got or how long that's going to take to show up.
Right.
So she
right.
could be infecting.
And also, too, it sometimes takes like months. I mean, months. So when I'm watching it, it's a terrible thing, but it takes me out of it
yeah.
when I'm thinking like, oh my God, you were just talking about shooting dice.
Right.
Well, yeah, like you just don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but you see, when you watch a movie, you go, okay, these are actors. Mm-hmm. They're adults. They agreed to do this.
Right.
That's what they want to do. Fine, I'm going to enjoy their sex, you know. But I got to tell you, all the kinks that are out there. I mean, look, there's a dominatrix, but there's rarely a male dominatrix, right? It doesn't happen.
No.
That's, again, because guys are into this shit because they're over-consumed with sex. All the time. Everything we look at,
but
we attach sex to it.
But if you know about, because I say, and I know people who do that as a living, true dominatrix, the guys aren't really into, they're not having sex.
That's what they're getting whipped. They're getting like
yeah,
their hands stepped on with heels.
Yes, these are like powerful men.
That want to be treated
like,
really, like shit.
Yeah, and right. to me it's a weird dynamics mm-hmm. like a you know a banker who's a multi-billionaire or whatever. These are the guys that pay for that stuff, and it's weird.
Have you ever seen
they
the show Billions?
They never have sex.
That's not true. Many of them do. I have to disagree with that.
Well,
because I can't
see the real
see...
ones. They don't do sex. The domination.
Yeah, it's just for the
sex.
Domination. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the show
but
Billions?
I mean, why would the guy go through all the trouble and not get off?
Because
it's a mental condition.
Yeah, it's a mental. Yeah. It's, so in the show Billions, it's a really good cast. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. It's been on HBO or show for forever. I wanted to get into it, but I'm just so far behind on all my shows. But I watched like the first two episodes, and the dude is a billionaire. He's like a lawyer, and he pays someone to like literally
spit on him, desiccate. I mean, it's just to me, it's
whip
like,
him, tie
gross.
Him up, tell him he's a piece of shit.
And to me, it's like that's not to me. I'm paying somebody to defecate on me. After that, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching coming 10 miles
oh
from
God.
You. You know, that's not sexy.
No.
So it's
what
a,
does
it's
defecate mean?
Shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pee on them. I was like thinking, I don't want to have sex with you after that. Yeah. That's not sexy. That's gross.
Right.
Yeah, but
right.
when girls do it for a job, they don't care.
No, I'm saying is they're doing it. But I'm saying is afterwards, the girl, can you imagine she wants to have sex with this
guy? Right. In her head, she's probably like, what a fucking weirdo.
Exactly.
Just pay me my, run me my money so I can get the fuck
well,
out
she'd
of here.
Well, she'd be a weirdo.
Bye. But girl, I would do that job. Can you imagine? Be pissed off. Think about it. He's frustrated all weekend. You're talking about can't make your rent. Yeah. Da, 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 da. You get this client. He's paying you $1,200 to take advantage and beat the shit out of him.
But to defecate on you, no amount is worth
it. He probably has to pay more money.
No, but he's not defecating on her. She's defecating on
him. Yeah, she's shitting
right,
on him. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But why would you want to do that? You're just as fucked up as the client.
If some guy said, I'm going to give you $25,000 to shit on me, I'm shitting on you. Yeah,
you
for sure. 110%, as long as there was no cameras and no one could ever get the video of me shitting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, this is crazy.
But let's go back to
maybe not shit.
Sex. Let's go.
But I'd pee on somebody for sure for $25,000.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I could physically. I don't even know if I got to the moment that anything would come out, because I'd be like, is this really happening right now? Like that video that went viral a few years ago, two girls, one cup. I have never in my life seen something so fucking disgusting.
What?
But I had to watch it.
Two girls, one cup. What was it?
It was viral. I think it literally put porn back on the map.
What was it?
What was it?
Oh my God. Even when I think about it, I like choke up.
Then why did you bring it up?
Because when you're talking about people pay for this. So
right.
There's two girls. They're like hot, quote unquote, lesbians. Or they might be lesbians in real life. Both of them shit in cups. And the other female would eat it.
Oh my God. And guys like this.
The video went viral, but
you know why it went viral. It's not necessarily because they liked it.
It's because you can't believe it.
It's the shock value.
Yeah, right,
because that's a lot of like internet stars. It's not necessarily that they're so amazing or they're so whatever. It's like, oh my God, can you believe this? And that will get you to watch it anyway.
That's why I watched it, and I only watched like 10 seconds of it because I literally almost vomited. It was so disgusting.
Right, right.
And at first I was like, that has to be chocolate ice cream, but they're literally shitting in the cups.
Right. Well, let's turn sex back to the pleasant side of it, okay?
But hey, this is what's on there now.
But no, seriously. So, I mean, do you agree with me that men are very different in their approach to sex as women are?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And that's the bottom line. That's what. And some women don't understand that because they want that equality so much, they forget that we are different. Mm. We're meant to be different. I mean, you know, the thing is this, is that in nature, that's the way it happens. The male is going to spread his sperm, seed as much as possible, and the female is going to find someone to help her reproduce and take care of the offspring. That's the primal way that it happens for living things, you know, and people have to understand that. So, you know, I think the approaches are totally different. But the bottom line is evolution wants us to reproduce, and it's built into us, you know. I don't think guys are thinking that
when they have sex, Sam.
No, reproducing.
That's the point.
Oh, yeah. Hell no!
No, that's the point. I'm saying that evolution has made us so fucking horny, so we'll want to go inside a woman's vagina.
I don't think reproducing has anything to do.
It has nothing to do with the orgasm.
No, it does. It does with the evolution. It does with the evolution. I mean, otherwise, why are we here? If not to reproduce. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, you tell me. Why is sex such a big part
of us? I don't know if I'm ever
going to
have kids, honestly.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't. I don't see it happening. Like, I don't see myself having sex with a guy and saying, yeah, this is the guy I want
to
have kids with.
Which you haven't found. To me, it's like you don't see yourself having kids because you haven't found the guy. To me, the guys we've talked about.
Yeah.
I'm saying hell no.
Yeah.
Don't you reproduce with
any of them.
Don't take any of these fuckers.
Yeah, literally.
None of them.
Don't even speak to any of them, honestly.
Yeah, that I would keep trying to get you to not
do.
I
haven't talked to really any of them.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
Don't reproduce with those. But I'm saying is when you find the guy who's got all the stuff in the row that you want,
right?
You might think about it. Mm-hmm. Not now. Yeah. Who does?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, we've built a lot of beliefs, you know, and as human beings, and that's what we behave according to. But you put people in the wild, it's going to be a whole different dynamic because they're made different. But
yeah,
at any rate,
a guy can have, because I mean, most women don't have this fantasy. Most guys do. Like, they want, oh my God, you know, there's a smorgasbord, there's five women in a room, and they all want to be.
Like a harem.
They
all want to be with
them. Most girls don't have that fantasy because you know, basically you feel like a flipping pincushion.
Right. You want just one guy, right?
Right.
That's what, I only that's want one guy.
Point. Right.
Yeah.
But guys want many women.
Right. Yeah. Which is, right. And that's every guy though. So that's every fucking guy on the planet.
That's the point I'm trying to say.
I'm like, yo, are you guys ever satisfied?
Right.
Like ever satisfied?
I know. And what about the these guys having sex with everybody? Don't you think they're going to get fucking disease and shit?
Yes.
You
know? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not just porn stars.
No, yeah. it's everyone in America, and then these people are sleeping with porn stars, and those porn stars are seeing with regular people in America, and then the regular people are sleeping with more regular people.
And don't even get into the down low.
Yeah. God, that fucking scares me. I will go on first dates, and over pizza, I'll say, have you ever dabbled in the dick? I don't give a fuck. But do you like dick too? And I'll say it mad calm so he thinks that I'm cool with it, and then when he tells me, yeah or no, I'm like, well, check. Because I'm not interested. I'm not going to sleep with a guy who's sleeping with men too.
Yeah, because and it's not even like being prejudiced or anything. Because to me, it's like I have, you know, many gay friends.
Same.
And I love them and whatever. Same. But because they're males and then they're with males, because
exactly.
That's a whole wild.
What?
They take that shit up to like how many people you sleep with to like
the next level,
right? The next level. Yeah,
I had a whole group of friends. My beautician, all his friends, Ray Holly, who was like the hairdresser for like Jefferson's and all, a whole entire slew of them all died. And they used to tell me stories. I was working at MGM and the movie Cruising came out. And I was like, you know, I'm like 17 years old. I'm like, oh my God, what in the hell? And I had
the guy. What's Cruising?
It's a movie with Al Pacino about him going undercover to find somebody who was killing gay guys. So,
he had to pretend to be gay.
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah.
I guess they call it cruising when you're looking for other male guys.
Yeah. So I had, had Rudy, who was a beautician, tell me the stories about how they go to a wall and just put their penis in, and another guy on the other side
sucks
and
it.
Like they don't even they didn't even get a name,
nothing,
a birth date, or what they, that's what I'm saying, is that's how it happens, because they have like, that's what I'm saying, the next level crazy. And this I'm getting from a guy who's doing it. I'm not like thinking about, oh yeah, those that I hear these rumors. No, he's telling me this,
right?
And you don't even know who you got off with, and that guy doesn't know whose mouth was on. I mean, it's like crazy stuff. Like,
I actually met a guy.
They all, and all of them, the whole entire group of them, all the friends,
there's a place,
they're all dead now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's a place in West Hollywood. My old, some guy that used to do my hair, like he'd always tell me about his weekends, and him and his friends all go to this place and they pay $40 to get in. That's it. And it's just like that. Like you walk around like basically this house and there's different rooms of pleasure. You don't know anyone's name. So you can start in like the dick room where someone is randomly sucking your dick, or you can choose to be tied up. And as you're tied up, people just come around, fuck you. And you like stay there tied up. He said there's like five different rooms of pleasure. And at the end of the night, you just like go home. I'm like, how do you do that when you don't even know what these dudes have? Syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, AIDS.
There's, what's funny is though, it's not,
and it's illegal,
because we've watched, because like having Netflix and Prime, they have like some of the stuff that you wouldn't see. There are this group of people, mostly in England, that have houses. They're called, and they're like, and to me, and they don't look like you think. Oh, these people that are going and having these orgies, they're like, you know, these beautiful. No. They are regular, normal people that go and do these things. They have these little clubs.
Yeah.
So it's
like
not
swingers clubs.
Yes.
And,
but I'm saying it's whole houses dedicated to this whole entire thing.
Yep.
I was tripping. I was like, to me, like, people, I swear the good lady looked like Agatha Flippin' Christie. And they were like, her and her husband. It's like, yes, you know, I got divorced by my husband. And we understand each other. And we go and we go home together. I'm thinking,
ew,
I'm looking so cool.
But that's, this is the thing, though. It's like, they have all these things that no one really is talking about. And no one really knows about, unless you know someone that's attending. Because I would never know that there's a place in West Hollywood where you pay $40 to walk around and get your dick sucked, basically. So you have those spots that are so secretive. And then you meet these people and you're sexually active with them. And you really have no idea what they're doing on the weekend.
Exactly. You know, but I'll tell you why. And you explained it, because it's men with men. So, my theory is women control the sex. You know, women decide when and whether there's going to be sex, because a guy will just about any will have sex whenever you ask them to. Women decide, yeah or no. So women control the sex.
That's a stereotype.
Why?
No.
No?
No. Ethan can wake me up out of a dead fucking sleep. I'm just not that girl. I never say no. I don't have a headache. I'm not sick. I'm not whatever. We were like not supposed to be having sex after we had a kid and we were still figuring out a way. I'm not that woman. Right. So I'm saying is I get that that's a stereotype.
Right.
But that's to me, most people I know, that's BS.
Yeah, and I would say like, and when I went to Chicago, I was
really?
Pretty much
so
the same way.
So let me ask you this. A woman comes in here right now. I tell her I'll have sex with you. Is she going to think the same way?
No, she'll probably think that you're like a creepy rapist.
Okay, thank you. But if she said yes.
But she's talking about someone you know, like someone you're in a relationship with,
No, I'm
with,
talking
right?
in general about who agrees to have sex or not. It's up to the woman every time.
So you're saying a woman walks in. Okay, then let's do the opposite. A woman walks in here.
Right.
She comes up to you. You don't know her. You don't whatever.
Yeah. Do you want to have sex?
And don't say that she's like supermodel because that takes it into a regular woman comes up to you and goes, Sam.
Yes.
I want to go have sex with you.
I would.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't like.
Most guys would.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with him. I feel like most guys are like, is this happening? Yeah, I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah, it doesn't
happen.
They
might regret it after.
Yeah.
You know, my guy friend told me two things.
And you're right. Maybe not if she's very not attractive or something, okay. But you said normal. So we'll just say average, right? If she, a guy will say, if she's got tits and vagina, I'm going for it.
Most guys will fuck anything with a paper bag.
Exactly.
Seriously. Do you mean, like, all I'm going to say is,
that also worries me, too.
So it's not BS, Lona. I mean, you're just admitting that what I'm saying is
true.
Well,
I'm just saying is, because to me, not that she went through hell, so it's not like to take her through it again. I was watching her interview. But like Monica Lewinsky, this is the president of the United States. He's like this very heavy intern who a lot of people said wasn't attractive.
But she wasn't that heavy at the time. Not at all. I didn't think so.
Well, I mean, I don't feel bad for her because you choose to suck his dick. Like, nobody, there wasn't a gun to your head. Like, you chose to put yourself in that situation.
I feel sorry for her because she did it, but together they weren't ridiculed and demonized.
She was just
demonized. Right. They were like supporting Clinton
because he was a great president.
Because it's politics. She
was, all hell Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but she was like. But see, my thought pattern, too, I was not one of those people, and, you know, I was a Democrat who voted for him. I wasn't one of those people who was like, well, I was like, he's an asshole, and Hillary's a dumbass for sticking with him. Sorry.
Well, facts.
You don't get a pass.
Facts, but also, she chose to hook up with a married man. So,
yes,
sorry,
true.
I don't feel sorry for you.
And
if he was single, it'd be different.
Think about it. I mean, it's the president of the United States. It's kind of intimidating. You feel under pressure.
No, but maybe I'm a different kind of bitch because I don't care what situation it is. I'd be like, I'm good. You're married. Hit me up when you're divorced, though. We can talk about it.
Right.
We can consider it.
Well,
and
it's
then
easy
to
say
me,
from
save,
here.
To me, this was really weird. The only thing that was really weird to me about her was you were planning something. Because who has the dress with the stuff on it in your closet saved? I would have been washed that shit like
immediately. You know what? But you know
exactly.
what? I know the story because actually, remember Linda Tripp? That was the friend that exposed all this and stuff. But she told her to hold on to it. And that's the whole thing. Is the story was that they knew it was going to be a scandal, you know, so she had her save it. I mean, otherwise you don't.
So basically, in her younger days, she envisioned this to be like her rise to fame, and then it backfired,
right?
And America actually started to hate you, and then now, like, there was a. Maybe like a year ago, she sat down for an interview and somebody tried to bring it up and she just fucking stood up and left.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what you wanted 30, 40 years ago, whenever this shit went down. You can't be mad at it now because you saved the fucking dress.
And if you weren't planning on something, that shit would have went to the cleaners because I'd have been like, ew.
Yeah.
cleaners.
Yeah. And she probably.
Either in the cleaners or in the trash.
Yeah. And not only that, you probably told this motherfucker, come on my dress. How does that happen? Usually you're naked. You just happen to have your fucking dress on that day?
No.
So they were in the office. So
yeah.
So? Dress. But I'm saying is you don't have somebody usually.
Can you imagine getting your dick sucked in the Oval Office?
Well, he just had to give him a blowjob. It's not about taking your clothes off.
But that wasn't their first blowjob. Let's be serious.
But also, too, like, you don't, like, this is, you're in the office. You have to get out of this place and go to your
house. Yeah, and you're just walking around with cum stains on?
You want that on right. your dress? I would never.
But what do you do? How do you get out of
there? She probably should have swallowed it.
Girlfriend. To the women out there, I get you. Whatever. If you're going to go and do a blowjob,
you might as well swallow it because all that STDs is already in your mouth already, honey.
The whole thing about that is, if you sit up there and have the whole thing where you've got to spit it out and walk to the bathroom,
yeah.
you're dealing with more than you need to anyway.
Yeah.
Bam.
Bye.
We're over.
Yeah. See ya. Goodbye. And you know what? Anytime I do it, yeah.
But why does it have to stay in your mouth in the first place? How about just before the explosion, you take it out and you just rub it?
I mean,
like they do in porn.
To me, it's like cleanup is great,
right?
You know, it's yeah. like people who breastfeed. You know, take it out, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no bottling, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Listen Period. To Lola. She knows what yes. she's talking about.
And it's funny because when I do that after I swallow it, I make sure I stand up and I go right for your lips because you kissing me after this. Right. If I'm swallowing your shit, you're kissing my lips. Period. The end.
Right.
So many guys get so offended after that. They're like,
offended. I'm thinking, well, then, yeah, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your own cum?
Yeah, it's yours, right?
Right. What's up?
If you're just joining us and you're hearing a voice you never heard before, that's Lola. And she's joined us. Her husband's show is actually next channel, so you'll be able to listen to it right after we get off the air. But Lola is amazing. As you can see, she's wizened up over the years. I think you're a smart woman, and I respect that a lot, you know, because you're enjoyable to talk to, you know. When
mm-hmm.
when people don't know what the hell they're talking about, it's like, you know. But, that's our conversation about sex today. Gucci dropped the $900 dirty sneakers item.
What does it look like? I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah, look it up. It looks like it's got the Gucci colors to it. It's got like fucking diamonds or whatever on it, like sequins or something.
Okay, so I was working. They're horrendous and they're $870.
Right, and they're being slammed on Twitter for some reason.
Why would you want to buy those for almost $1,000?
I don't know.
They're so ugly.
Because it's Gucci, maybe, yeah.
But see, I'm one of those people that's not a like, oh my God, I got a Prada.
Yeah,
da, da, da.
Yeah.
Like these rappers who will like screw a bunch of girls or come in town and give them a Prada bag. I'm pay my rent.
Yeah.
Hell with this money. Buy me a house.
I need a massage. I need my car wash. I need gas. Yeah, I need my rent.
Prada bag?
Right. Because all I'm going to do with this Prada bag is put it on Poshmark and sell it. So.
Right. Since to me, unless you filled it up with cash,
yeah.
take this bag.
But if it's a Prada bag filled with cash, I'll take that too. Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, but to why me, I'm not a designer
it, no,
person.
But why would he give you cash?
Why not?
Because
For
that's
what?
Because... What, rappers, what they have is what they have is a bunch of women around the country that when they in town and they're playing, they can hit it, and then they, as their reward, and they know they're not the only one, they give them a Prada bag, and that's it's his signature. And this is a funny thing,
but a reward for sex? I mean, come on.
No, this is
so I know people that do it, and it's for them. It's they say it's like a power thing. Like they feel like they're like in control when they can. Give a girl a bag or pay her rent. I'm like, you're a fucking loser. But they literally, I know a few girls that fuck athletes, and every time they come to town, they fuck. It's like $5,000-$6,000 cash straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before they even fuck.
Really?
This a friend of mine who's a comedian magician.
Mm-hmm.
He had to perform in front of this prince in someplace in South Africa. like it was a compound, you know, off to the side, you know. And so he went in, and it was the guy, the prince, and like 50, he said, of one of some of the most beautiful women around the world, like model types. They fly him in. He has all their makeup and hair done, all this stuff, and they're all in there. He only has people, handlers, gay men, because he doesn't want anybody. Like, what do you need 50 girls? So he says that he'll like have them go off to his private yacht and have whatever he does with them, and then he'll send them home with a bag. So I'm like going, oh my God, that
they
clicks
do
to
all
the story.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it's like for a fucking like designer mm-hmm. bag. It's just to me to be demoralized.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your purse. Right,
right. My girl, well, my girl's old roommate got flown to, I think, Dubai. She got $40,000 for the weekend, but she was like miserable because she didn't want to be there. So she took drugs all weekend. She said that she woke up from like a comatose state with like four dudes just like pissing on her.
Wow.
I'm like, that's not even worth $40,000. And who knows what they did when you were passed out.
Right. So you see, again, what I'm trying to say is chicks don't do that. Guys do that kind of crazy shit. Mm. You know?
Yeah, you're not. I mean, every once in a while, you'll see like a sugar mama. Like at my job the other.
But
maybe
how
like
many?
2 weeks
Come
ago,
on.
There was like a woman there that was with someone you obviously knew. Like she was probably giving him an allowance, you know?
Right. But how often does that happen?
I haven't seen it very
often. Where are you working?
I don't want to say on
the mic. So, Lola, what's new? How are things going on with you?
Good.
Yeah, you feeling good these days?
Yes.
Good, good. So we're glad to have you here and everything. What else? I wanted to bring up the and I wanted to get your take on it too, about the kids of the parents that got them into the colleges. Okay?
It's been happening for decades.
That's what
people
are saying.
For centuries. So my problem with this is it's not that they shouldn't be punished, but it's like to me, I'm like, why them? Why now? Because it's not new. They have references of this stuff happening in movies that were made in the 20s and 30s. So, you know, this is not new.
Right.
So why them?
Because they,
why now?
Because they only uncovered it now. Let's say they decided to do a sting. They've known it's happened for a while. They decided to do a sting operation. And that's what happened, you know. But the thing is that, yeah, it may have happened before and everything.
It's still happening now.
Right, right, you know. But my point was, what happens with the kids, you know? I mean, her daughter says, you know, that she's been quoted to say, I never wanted to go to school. I didn't like school. I just wanted to go for the parties and shit. So the parents did it despite what their kids wanted. It's not like the kid really wanted to get into Harvard and they go, you know, mom, please help me out.
Right.
It's these parents were like sort of like forcing them or guiding them to go into college even though they didn't want to. I mean, look at these girls, her daughters. They look like models. You know, I would imagine
they
don't. Yeah. So
they might not get work now, but,
not
for a while.
But what I'm saying is they're probably not interested in college, you know, if they get into modeling.
She had a whole line of products and stuff like that she was selling on Instagram or like marketing. She wasn't interested in college.
Right.
But it's a thing because I remember when my son, because I'm like, I'm not a rich parent. So when my ex-husband and I took my son to FITM, he wanted to be a graphic designer. And he sat down and he said, well, is this what you want to do? Because he applied for the college and we went on the tour and this, that, and the other. He says, well, your son qualifies. It's going to be, what was it, 80 grand.
Oh my
and he
God.
Says, and he says, I remember this and I quote, yeah, I think I want to go. I'm like, we don't have, I think you want to go money.
right.
You really, really, really want to do this and this is it.
Yeah.
Or we out of here.
Yeah. All right.
He didn't go. So I'm just saying is sometimes parents have to listen to their kids and not because you want them to have a college degree and force them to do that. Because I would have been like 80 grand poorer and my son would have probably dropped out in the first semester. That's not the way.
Yep. Seems about right.
You're absolutely right. You got to listen to what the kid wants to do, you know? You really do. Otherwise, you waste your money and now they're credibility, their notoriety, whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah, and then to me, for all of that, trying to make sure her kid had... And then to me, you're rich. You can guarantee them having a future without them having to have a degree. I mean, a degree back in the day was like the end-all, beat-all. Not anymore. There's some people that are Instagram famous who are making hundreds and thousands, millions of dollars, not doing anything but promoting their product. The whole entire game has changed. It's not you have to go through one channel to make money anymore, or you're going to end up working at McDonald's. If you're ingenuitive and you're creative, you can make money other places. So we have to get past that too as parents. Like, oh my God, if my kid doesn't go to college, their whole life is screwed up. Not necessarily.
Yeah,
they can sometimes create their own way.
And it's even better. You don't start your life with such big debt, you know? I mean, that's like such weight, such a weight to carry for a kid that just gets out of college to have that kind of a loan load on them, you know?
Oh, my God. My sister who went to – she got a scholarship to Santa Barbara, went to UCLA, got her master's, then went to American Film Institute. And I think she still or maybe even just paid off her student loan. She's in her 60s. I mean, this is how much debt. Yeah, this is how much debt.
I regret going to college.
Because she went to school, got all these degrees, and then she got married and had a family and became stay-at-home mom for a while. So therefore, her paying back, you know, was delayed.
Right.
But you have all this debt that can be forever.
Exactly. Right. And it's not a guarantee that you're going to make that kind of money to pay it off anyway. Yeah. You know?
And to me, the people in the film industry, that's really crazy. I graduated from high school and I started working at MGM in August. People go to school and get degrees and do all this stuff. And you really have to have still on the job training when you go
exactly.
to school.
Exactly. And you just can get that away.
Without going.
Exactly. And many.
You can get so much from not going to school.
Many successful people have never gone to college.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not about that. It's only if you want to get a job where college is necessary.
Yeah, like but you're going to be an engineer, an accountant. Yeah, you've got to
take the class. You know, but otherwise, there's a million other things. You don't have to go to college. You can teach yourself professions, you know. I mean, I taught myself graphic design and animation 30 years ago, you know, and it's become part of my life for many, many years without having to go to school.
Yeah. You don't have to go to college.
Yeah, no. Definitely
yeah,
not.
That's true.
You could literally just Google or YouTube, how do I do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is better than spending $100,000 sitting in a lecture hall that you're going to fall asleep in anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I was telling Sam the other day, I literally don't remember one thing I learned in college, not a single fucking thing, except that my personality was... You know, intense.
That's funny.
It was like social experiment.
This is funny. The social experiment with Timmy would be you in a dorm, or you know, you in a sorority.
I got kicked out of a sorority. I got kicked out of Alpha Phi. Literally, I got kicked out. I think I might be the only person in human history to ever get kicked out of a sorority.
No, because I would have. Because I'm saying I would have never pledged to me when I saw.
I pledged
because
I went to. I went. This is so funny because I just did a YouTube video. I haven't posted it yet, but I filmed it. I followed a guy to California, and when I got there, he just like changed his number, everything. And I didn't want to go home because I didn't want to hear my parents say I told you so. So I was like, how can I make this work? So I enrolled at San Jose State, but I was living with this Mexican chick who had like 21 chihuahuas. Her house was filthy. And I was like, I need to get into one of these sororities. So I picked Alpha Phi out of all of them. And it's like the whitest one on the planet. And I said what I needed to say. I did what I needed to do. And they picked me and I moved into the pledge porch. But they're very racist. I'm going to shit on them. They're extremely racist. Like I made friends. All the pledges live on the same porch. So I had like a bunch of jewelry, not real jewelry, like fake jewelry from like Claire's, like necklaces and like bracelets and rings. And they're like, well, we weren't going to tell you this, but we like you now. So like the whole house thinks that you stole all your jewelry because you're black. So we had chapter meetings every Monday.
Oh my God.
And then you can only speak when you had the paddle. So weird. So they're like, does anyone have anything to say? And I was like, ooh, me. And I was like, yo, so I heard everyone thinks I stole my jewelry because I'm black. And like everyone's face was just like, I can't believe she has the balls to say this. Right. And I think this like is where I really learned that I'm not built for any place with a lot of females.
See, I don't know if they do.
Listen, guys, we got to close.
Oh,
okay. But go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Finish
it's 10:50.
No,
yeah, finish your thought.
For sororities, like to me, black sororities are crazy. Because I'm saying is I heard stories of people coming up in your face, calling you the B word, slapping you, this, that, and the other. I'm thinking.
Hazing's illegal, but people do it.
homicide is illegal, and that's what would happen.
I love it.
All right, folks. And on that note, Lota, thank you so much for joining us today. Always a pleasure. It has been a while, right?
Yeah.
And if you guys ever wonder how Danny gets her coffee every Friday, now you know.
Yes, that's my lovely lady right there.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all here on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Denny, only on LA Talk Radio.